Blog Talk Radio.
Job seekers, career switchers, have you heard? Have you heard? TCENow.com is the place to go for career transformation.
And it is always the first place that I recommend for people that I encounter that are real, that are transparent, and they're ready to just be who they are.
I listen to everybody in the TV network. This is real relationships, folks. This is real. This is really real.
As your career engineer, I'm having a wonderful conversation with 6 months feeling coach Mike Tomlin. I was like, calling him Mr. Tomlin. I was so, I gotta call you Coach Tomlin.
You can call me whatever you like. Just call me.
TV network.
This is what my family, what I love, environment.
You're entering TCE Radio in 5, 4. Ready, steady, go.
Hey, it's TCE Thursday, and welcome to TCE Radio Live. I am your host, the Career Engineer, live with you right now for 30 minutes of career, life, and business push-ups, empowerment, encouragement, so we can make Monday mornings awesome, okay? Hey, make sure you subscribe or follow us on this platform right here and take down this number. This is our hotline. Of course, you can listen to the entire show. Share us, invite us, tweet us, Instagram us, Facebook us, whatever y'all do, so we can have some real conversation about what we need to do to change the game in our career, our life, and business, COVID and beyond. I'm all about the next, guys. You know I'm all about next. Our chat room is open. We welcome all of our listeners across the world and in the United States of America, thank you very much, who have made our lunchtime radio show part of your Thursday afternoon. 516-387-1850 is how you can be a part of this live show forever, because like it's forever when it's done, right? You can listen to it forever, but 516-387-1850. Listen from your mobile device or your phone, your old phone too. You ain't gonna have a smartphone to listen to the show. But if you have a question or comment, come on and be live on the show. Ask your host, that would be me, anything about career, life, and business. Just press number 1 on your keypad. That will alert me to bring you into the show. Today is Ask Your Career Engineers Questions. I have my Twitter open. I've got my email open. And you guys have the number where you can ask your question live, 516-387-1850. I'll do the best I can to respond. Our chat as well is open here in the BTR system on the BTR network. And you can put your question or chat there, and I'll check it out as well. Remember to tag us, find us everywhere. TCENow.com is our website. From there, you can subscribe to our award-winning newsletter going out tomorrow. Some good stuff, guys, some really good stuff. Subscribe.tcenow.com to get the latest TCE news, career, life, and business push-ups, and be in the know before everybody else. See, that's how you make it in America today. You got to know and then act on it before everybody else. Yeah, and I mean everybody else, right? So subscribe.tcenow.com. Again, tcenow.com is our website. At Career Engineer on Instagram, at Career Engineer on Twitter. Let's see, trying to think, where are we all at? Trying to think everywhere. We want to say, hey, I see Carla Jenkins active on her Twitter account. If you're on Twitter, guys, find us at Career Engineer. Check out Carla at Carla R. Jenkins. That's what's up. But ask your questions. I'm trying to do the best I can. I'll put it this way, to look at all my social media areas if you have a question or comment. So if you're still anxious about your career and business, ask your questions today. Call in live, press number 1 to talk to me, your host, live here on the radio. And I'm here to help y'all and share some news and shed some light. And remember, this show can be heard all the way across the world. So a couple of news things I like to do because, you know, I'm all about getting the fresh news of the day and what's happening, pretty much also because I'm keeping my eye on the unemployment benefits that were extended through the pandemic, you know, that $600 a lot of folks were getting, and how that's getting ready to be reimagined. Is that the right word? It's going to be reimagined, and we have some deadlines here coming up real soon for folks, and, you know, our government entities are going back and forth. They're playing tennis, y'all, and we're the ball, right? they got the rackets going back and forth and with the ball. So anyway, there's some latest news development in that. And I'm really actually, I have an article about that, but it changes moment by moment because these guys are having conversations. And I just found out that Mnuchin just took away the payroll deduction thing because they're going back and forth. And we want the American people. I want the American people to be the winners here and not politics. But let's jump into some news. I'm trying not to be too political, but you know, how are you going to talk about this stuff without politics right now? So we got the news report just moments ago. Well, not moments ago, actually earlier this morning, about the last week's initial claims for unemployment. It tracked up. It tracked up this week. Okay, it tracked up. It was 1.3 million, being pretty steady for a little bit, which is high. You know, there's no way to hide that. That's pretty high for 1 week for initial claims. Well, for last week ending, our initial unemployment benefit numbers were 1.4. So there's lots of chatter. Again, this came out 8:30, 9 o'clock this morning. And the uptick is kind of also sharing, again, what have we seen in the last couple of weeks, guys? What have we seen? Now, this stuff really isn't, well, rocket science, I guess. Let's just keep it real how all these things kind of work together. Let's find some synergy here with the numbers I'm talking about, people who are hiring. So hopefully, again, if you have any career questions, please put them in the chat or call them or put them on my Twitter. But, you know, this doesn't take a lot of, Einstein intellect to figure this out. We open up. People go out and about. People decide to use personal protection equipment or decide not to. All over the country. They go out. They get a false sense of confidence. They do their thing. They come back. They sleep somewhere. They eat somewhere. They play somewhere. Whether they wear their protective equipment or not, there it is. It seems like the air is the transportation system up in here. I don't know about you, but I think there's air everywhere. And then folks go back to work or go see grandma or go pick up the kids or do whatever folks do. If the numbers are going up, and they are, according to what I'm reading, and again, people might be going back to work in their places or spaces or not, you know. And if people are getting sick or people are, you know, all these things are going up, it's going to affect the workplace in the sense that certain things that you depend on in the workspace will not be happening. Let me give you a great case in point how this affects someone going on unemployment. While the numbers ticked up to 1.4 million as opposed to 1.3 million last week, okay? So even in my little piece of the world here, my little lovely heaven of Hampton Roads, Virginia, which we seem to lose our mind every weekend at that beach, award-winning beach. I live in the city, Virginia Beach, and we lose our mind every weekend. Come on, tourists. Come on down without your personal protective equipment. Anyway, I digress. So there's every week, like just this morning in my neighborhood, I'm going to put my little garbage out there, and hopefully the garbage fellas, I forgot what the proper name is, but y'all know the garbage guys come, take my little garbage and take it to wherever. I don't even know where it goes, right? Anyway, so one city here in Hampton Roads was told, hey, guess what? Guess what's not going to happen as often as it used to in terms of bulk pickup and items like that with your trash, you know, bulk pickup and all that, because about a third of the staff has been impacted by COVID. So a major city for where we are, I'm not going to put the city name out there. I mean, it was out there in public, but folks didn't check it out. Their residents, and one resident client of mine shared it with me, like, wow. So if you want your certain pieces of your household debris to go somewhere, you might need to stick it in your car and take it to the dump and understand that's the way it's going to be if, when it's time to go to work and a third of our workforce, a third of our people cannot show up and they do a essential function. If they're not working and they have, you know, they can't work because someone's sick or, you know, things of that nature. Most people I've ran into, I won't say I ran into them, but I've had engagement with online, can't work now and then they can file for unemployment because they can't work, you know. And the companies are laying them off or furloughing them because they can't work. They'll try short-term, long-term disability, but that's a whole new conversation right now in the world of COVID. How that's even going to be implemented is a whole nother conversation right now. So anyway, my point being is when people go out and they have fun and they're mingling and they're not wearing PPE and they're doing all the fun things that people do or eat all the places people eat or do whatever they're doing, because this is not really what it is. Economically, it's going to impact us. So please be prepared for more initial claims. Please be prepared that companies that were open and doing some, you know, they were doing their best. Maybe they kept staff on with the first recovery effort. But then people now who are sick or people who can't go out now, can't go to the stores, won't go to the stores because, hey, their lives just changed because of exposure or those types of things. So the store can't sell any more widgets or service. So they have to what? Lay off or furlough. So it's like a cycle that's going to keep going if we don't get a hold of our own personal behavior. So anyway, that's my take on it. I'd love to hear it. What y'all think? Think I've lost it? Think I'm on point? What do you think? I'd love to hear what you have to say. 516-387-1850. I mean, what's happening in your world? Are people in your, I mean, I'm talking just your zip code. Don't speak for the state. I'm looking at my zip code. When I go out to get my essentials, because I only go out to get my essentials, what are people doing in my zip code? And I'm going to tell you, folk are wearing masks incorrectly all day long, which is affecting the spread. Please cover your nose and your mouth, not just your mouth. It's just unbelievable. So that's impacting everything. So I am not surprised that 1.4 million people had to make an initial unemployment claim across America. And it's going up. And here we are now at a place where Congress might say, never mind, go long. That's enough to that $600 extra that we were getting, that incentive for those who are up there, saying that it makes people not want to go to work. I don't know about y'all, but, well, I don't know. I just... I'll keep that to myself. Anyway, career engineer right here, 516-387-1850. This is TCE Radio Show. Ask your questions. If you have a question, let us know on a chat. You can tweet me at career engineer. I am watching our Twitter. Our email, those of you who know how to email me, info@TCENow. I'll look at that too, info@TCENow.com, as well as right here in our chat room here on BTE Radio Show. So let us know what you're seeing, what you're thinking, what questions you may have. As I just shared that number, I mean, I did just want to ask me about, with that being said, like, how tough is it to get hired today? Very good question. How tough is it to get hired today? With those numbers going up, and I think since we started, I think someone said we might have a little under 20 million people. It might be between 16 and 20. The number fluctuates, guys, like every single week, and I want to make sure the numbers make sense. Because you'll have some place that says, oh, we reduced it, it's only this. However, we increased over here. So I'm really careful. So I'm going to say under 20 million, maybe between 16 and 20 million folks are receiving unemployment benefits right now. And I've seen 20, but I've also seen 16 from sources, okay, whatever. So there you go. I'm going to give you the range, between 16 and 20 million. So how does that impact, you know, John and Jane America or you getting your foot in the door to get to the next conversation to have another gig? I will say this. It's not impossible. It's not improbable. It's going to take a lot of work, though. But it's also about supply and demand. As you have seen, I mean, whose stock went up recently? Pfizer. Pfizer had a wonderful, I mean, they just got some money from us to make some more vaccines. Pfizer, pharmaceutical. Tesla, whatever. Energy guy over there with the electric cars. He's laughing all the way to the bank again, all right? There's going to be IT, come on, you know, let's face it. How are we doing what we're doing today? Anyone that's involved in the virtual spaces, user experience, I mean, program and project management, because all this stuff, someone had to manage it. Somebody who has some sense has to manage all this stuff from a healthcare perspective, from a business perspective, from the reengineering, reimagining, reeducation. I mean, think about education, think about healthcare, think of all these industries that had to do something extremely different over the last 140 days. People help that. So if there are skill sets that you have in those in-demand industries that's helping some of the sectors that need to reimagine, reengineer, repurpose themselves, renew themselves, you know, then you have value, and it's up to us to figure out, to find, by networking, by using sourcing and how we find hookups, or I mean, the old days we called them hookups, but how you would use your networking, your online, your offline, your human skills, which are really, really critical right now. I cannot emphasize how I wish I could, I just, human skills, how you engage with one another, how you follow up and follow through, how you show up to a conversation, or how you show up to an engagement. When I mean engagement, how you engage, like how are you screening, how are you vetting? Do you know the rules of engagement when you're talking to someone who doesn't know you or talking to someone who does know you? How you can triage a help from hustle, all that, you know, in 30 seconds or less, because you got to be effective, efficient, and accurate today at the same time, right? So with that being said, if you know how to work your gifts and your talents, and you know how to play this game, and you know how to not waste time but to invest time in the right places and spaces to make that happen, so that your brand, all of it, because you are a, you know, all of you, is what people are looking to hire. And you got to think differently, guys. I think about career engineering and some of the things we've done, over the years, and sometimes I'm looking at my history and I go, good grief, we've been at this a while, but we've been pretty much saying the same thing for years. It might look a little different every now and then, but what have we been saying? We've been saying about the power of relationships, real, capital R-E-A-L. Been saying that since the beginning. And one thing that has been constant is the ability for people to build and keep relationships. If you know how to do this, your job search won't be that hard. I mean, really, your job search won't be that hard, because you're going to understand how to build bridges. You're going to understand how to build and keep relationships. You're going to understand the power of authentic and genuine networking. And it's nothing quick, fast, in a hurry. It ain't a book you buy. It ain't a kit you order. It's none of that. It's about you being human, knowing who you are, what you bring, and understanding your purpose and your value. I'm telling you, that's the secret sauce. And not being afraid to get out there. Face the fear, do it anyway. Y'all know how I feel about that. I've been saying that forever. In fact, that's going to be one of my push-ups next week. Face the fear and do it anyway. Or feel the fear. All right, be scared. Do it anyway. It's that do it anyway that makes the difference today. Google in your place and space, those of you with the sound of my voice, or those of you who are catching this on demand, to answer the question I received about, is it tough getting hired? In your space, go to Google, jobs near me. I mean, let's just keep something really, really simple. Like really simple. And do that. See what pops up. I can guarantee you something pops up. Might not be what's right for you. Might be a whole bunch of stuff. But now you got to go and start vetting it. You've got to use your filters. You've got to figure out, okay, I'm only looking for full-time. I'm only looking for mid-level. I'm only looking for, you know, maybe you have a get your foot in the door so you can get some income coming in plan. So you will, maybe I'll take an associate level type of thing. Okay, you'll do that. But if you do that, just Google right now, quotations, jobs near me. Anybody that's kind of in the Google interviews, in the Google universe. Google knows where you are if your location's on your phone, right? I mean, Google knows everything, right? And you filter that and, like, see what posted in the last 7 days. See what posted full-time or work-from-home opportunities. Or then use the filters to see what industry it is. See what employer it is. Maybe there's an employer that you're really, I really want to get my foot into them, or I really, you know, would love to get in the door there. And, well, they don't have exactly what I'm looking for, but they've shown up as hiring for some things. Let me check this out. Okay, let me check this out. And that goes up to your list, right? That goes up to your list. I got this company. I'm going to follow them. I'm going to use my LinkedIn. I'm going to use my, you know, I'm going to find ways of my online engagement so that, you know, I can keep an eye on this. I'm going to set myself an alert, a Google alert for this company. So any and all. Or by the way, maybe I'm going to use my LinkedIn. And hey, Carla, I saw you mentioned me on LinkedIn. Thank you very much. And Carla, again, she's the winner today. She's our winner for being the most engaged today. But LinkedIn is a sweet space, a secret sauce, wonderful place that you can find out as much as you can about folks. I have some news about them tomorrow as well in the newsletter, though. But anyway, there's ways you can do this that makes it more work on you, no doubt. But you can get hired. You can if you have these essential skills and you're going to the place that have supply and demand. I mean, economics, guys, come on. This is not right. I mean, I'm pretty good at what I do, but I also use a lot of common sense right up in here with this. So for those of us that are, now granted, not everybody can get something. If there were 1,000 opportunities for a company and now there's 100, oh yeah, it's going to be tougher. Those who get noticed will get noticed. That's simple. And some people get noticed because they have networking. They've got an inside track. Others get noticed because their brand is showing a company, wow, I need this person in this department yesterday. And you become a commodity. Okay. And then when they meet you, it's again, wow, I need this person in my department yesterday. Okay. So it's that type of thing. Now, if you don't have skill sets that you think are of value or you don't think there's any value, well, there's a problem there. That's the problem. And I would challenge folks to reimagine, re-engineer, rethink what they're putting out there. No one, and I'm being as your career engineer as strong as I can with all the love in my heart, no one pays for someone who can do nothing for them. Okay? I mean, if that, please put that wherever it needs to go. No one will pay for anything that for something that you can't do for them. I mean, why would I pay you to do nothing for me, right? I would like to pay. So let me keep it practical because this is a very practical show, and you guys know I am a very practical person, your career engineer right here. You guys are so scared to call me. 516-387-1850 is our hotline. I appreciate everybody listening. Thank you. 252-704-757-540, area codes, and somebody on Skype. Push up. Thank you. And again, in the chat room. But I had, I upgraded because, you know, I'm sitting home all day. I mean, you know, home has become my castle. Home is my Disneyland. So I made a procurement to keep, you know, because again, I'm stimulating my economy. So I made a procurement on sale. Hey, for a device to watch lots of television on, like lots and lots of Netflix. We're going to be binging on Netflix again. Netflix, by the way, is going up, y'all. So anyway, it's a new TV, new to us. Okay, I have tons of flat screens, but this is a new thing. Okay, like really, I got a person born in 1994 to come on over. No, he was born in 2000. Okay, let me upgrade. I've upgraded. I got someone born in 2001. Yeah, he was born in 2001 to come over and help with masks. This is someone that we've already screened. He's been over a couple times. Smart as a whip, a cybersecurity major at a university, IT guy. Loves, you know, love it. Oh, yeah. Boy, did we get schooled. Yeah, I tell you, I got no problem. And he takes care of a lot of my devices. He's someone I insource or outsource with, actually, and he's a technology, you know, he knows this stuff. I know tech, but not the way he knows tech. And I will pay him for what he knows and what he can do for me. I would not pay him to come over and sit down and look at me for an hour and a half and just say, gee, wow, aren't the stars pretty? I don't pay people for that. I pay folks that's going to bring some value, that's going to help me do something I can't do. Or I don't do it well, or maybe I just don't want to do it because I have other things I need to do. That's the economy, guys. That's what's up. So if folks are not hitting you, they're not, you know, coming to you or whatever, you got to really rethink what you're putting out there. And I got to tell you, I mean, so those of us who say we have nothing, which I disbelieve that, everyone has value. Everyone has. You just have to repackage, another R-E, reimagine, repackage, re-engineer, all my words. You've got to do all that to get noticed today. So sometimes we just don't give ourselves enough credit. So so I think you all get where I'm coming from. See, this is what happens on radio. I get off on certain things, but it's okay. But that's really important. I hope someone who heard that is really important. No one pays you to do nothing. They just don't. It doesn't work that way. So if you've got something and the world needs it, that's why you'll get paid for it. And you've got to make sure you're in those places and spaces where that is noticed and recognized. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Your career engineer right here, live with you on TCE Radio.
A push-up moment from the career engineer. Declare what you don't want to do. Fact, I don't like okras. Therefore, I don't eat okras. I enjoy collards instead. If you don't like something, stop pursuing it. Your declarations will release you to pursue those areas where your interests, gifts, talents, and strengths can shine. Power statement, when you love what you do, you'll never be forced to go to work every day. This is Francina Harrison, the career engineer. Thank you for listening.
Hey guys, TCE Radio right now. Do you know I have been talking to you guys for about 26 minutes? We're almost done. I got about 3 minutes to go here on the show. So quick recap. Remember, we're with you 12 noon right here. Couple things. Is it tough to get hired today? It's more work. You got to put more in it because what you get out of it, what you put into it, but it's all about values. It is about reengineering, rebranding, reimagining, and repurposing. If you have what the folks in need want, go for it. Okay, if you don't have what they want, you better go get some. Very important. Okay, this is how it works. 1.4 million folks filed for unemployment last week, went up, which is a sign of what's going on. Everything else is going up. Why wouldn't that? But there is hope, and beyond hope, there is strategy, and there's things we can do. Make sure tomorrow our TCE newsletter will be going out 9-ish, 9:30. I tend to wait till after some numbers. Some other numbers comes out, but about 9:30. So if you're a reader of it, thank you very much. Share it with others. Get them to subscribe. Really easy. Subscribe.tcenow.com. I don't mind you guys sharing that with folks, but you know you shouldn't have to share it with them every week. That's the personal responsibility part that comes in. I know sometimes people hear me say that they go, "Oh, what side of the coin is she on?" I'm on the side of the coin of supply and demand, and let's all go shopping and get something good to eat. That's the side I'm on. Okay, but don't keep forwarding to someone every single week. If they want it, they can get it. They just have to subscribe.tcenow.com to get in their own email box and be totally independent of you. That's what's up, right? So we got to get folks to do some things. Remember, tcenow.com, I update it regularly. Catch us on Facebook everywhere. Don't get anxious. It's our Facebook page, Instagram at Career Engineer, Twitter at Career Engineer. Yeah, my Twitter game is changing a little bit. I mean, I'm up there, and I want to thank folks that I am up there, but it seems like I spend a little bit more time everywhere else but Twitter. So I really want to start wondering if Twitter really is the best place to go. I want to thank Phyllis for – Phyllis shared one of my Sharpen Your Remote Working Skills. Thank you, Phyllis. I thank you. Carla, thank you so much. Beverly Mahone, she keeps telling me I'm a winner. I really appreciate it. Tiffany Rosier, Nova Systemic, thank you guys all for being active on our Twitter account. You guys rock, right? So, again, I am up there trying to figure out. I used to love Twitter quite a bit. And in fact, I still do. It's just changed. Maybe I'll talk about Twitter next time and how Twitter, you know, in the old days, Twitter was a great place for job search. Right now, it seems to be a place for all kinds of political jargon. I don't know. Well, getting your news. It was a wonderful tool for finding opportunities. Kind of really, like, by the minute, it was really a great place. So listen, we'll catch you guys next week. You can catch me on demand right here. This show will be live featured on this network. Remember to keep our number, 516-387-1850, in your phones to listen online or listen on your phone or to press 1 to be a part of this live radio show. Share TCE Radio with everyone. I want to thank our over 87,000 listens. You guys rock. Have a great weekend. Please stay safe. Wear your mask the right way. Wash your hands, socially distance, and don't get anxious. Get prepared. I will catch you next time. Be blessed.